sorry, Richard. I want to hear a little more of that music.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's. And in fact, our next segment is Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for the last 5 years. He's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks again for having me.
It is my pleasure. So we are talking about communication, and I imagine you never have any issues with that among your kids at Calvary Church.
Oh, I wish I could say that.
Do you have any general words of wisdom you'd like to start with, or what would you like to say?
Well, it's interesting. Here I am now. I just turned 30, which we... you always laugh at that number, I know.
I can't help it.
But we, as I interact as the high school pastor with students, I find myself more and more saying the things that my parents used to say to me when I was an adolescent regarding, you know, what are you trying to say? The language you were using, Drew, they would tell me when I was a teenager, is, you know, it's like a different language. And now here I am, interacting with high school students, and some of the things they say, I have no idea what they mean. And vocabulary...
You're talking about colloquialisms, or
yeah,
just...
Yeah, I think... So you're talking about communication. I think that, colloquialisms, I think to be able to... Let's say the word cool, for example. I think you and I understand what that would mean, and historically what that's meant, but... So many kids now don't say that word cool, but they'll use the word decent.
Really?
I don't know if you've heard this at all.
No.
And so there was this kid, I was talking to him, I think it was last week, and he was talking about this new video game and how much he loved it, but he kept saying, yeah, it's pretty decent. And I said, wait, you know, everything you're saying, you make it sound like it's the greatest game that's ever been created. You've logged all these hours, but how is it decent? He's like, what do you mean? I said, well, decent means, you know, it's kind of okay, but it sounds like it's pretty cool. And he says, oh, no, it's decent. By decent, I mean. And so we couldn't even communicate, you know, in that. I was trying to figure out, what is he talking about? And then finally, I figured out, and he told me, well, yeah, decent means it's really, really cool. Kind of, you know, playing it, downplaying how cool something is by calling it decent. Little things like that. And then you expand that to... how broad the English language is, you know, is when it's bad, is it good or is it bad?
Right.
You know, when I was in high school, we used to say everything was sick, as in really cool. And my mom would say, how is skiing sick? Well, Mom, it's sick being able to go up in the powder. And so it's so funny. Now here I am doing the same thing with students. So
actually, my boys still use sick. They don't use what we used. I mean, the word that I just was my favorite phrase was bitchin'. It's bitchin'. And I don't hear that at all anymore.
Yeah, isn't that interesting, the life cycle of a word or a phrase and how it could be so prevalent that everybody knows what it means and then...
Cool is still cool, though.
Yeah,
everybody still uses cool.
It's true.
And dude is still pretty much prevalent. I think those have gone on for a long time, cool and dude.
Yeah.
But then there's the new ones, like you said, sick and others that I'm not thinking of off the top of my head.
Yeah, these fringe words that and so I find myself having a hard time understanding even where a student is at emotionally or when they try to describe a situation because the words we're using mean different things. So I can only imagine a parent when they're trying to understand, you know, where their adolescent is at, it can be really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, for a parent to play the role of a student to try to understand, okay, almost have a cheat sheet. And, you know, I even play dumb sometimes with students and say, okay, you know, I know I'm getting old. You got to help me be the translator for your generation. Help translate these words that you're saying into something I understand. I want to make a cheat sheet and keep it on my phone. And I kind of, you know, ham it up a bit. And so I've had kids kind of help me with that vocabulary. So, you know, I've even thought how great it could be while a parent is spending quality time with their child, you say, okay, there's some words that are being thrown around that I'm not even aware of what they mean. Can you help me with that? Because I got no clue. Help fill me in, and maybe that'll help in future conversations.
That's a great idea. It's also in the form of texting and Twittering. The acronyms are really funny. One of them that came up recently for me was MOS. Do you know what that stands for?
MOS. No, this is new.
Okay, that's good. Well, MOS actually, ironically, goes way back and was a German term that meant mit out sound. And it meant watching a film without sound. And that was an editing term. But now it's been conscripted for the computer generation. And what it really means is when a kid is on a computer, they will type MOS when their mother is over shoulder.
Ah, that is interesting. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So then they know, the other person knows, do not use the bad language and cover up whatever it is that might be discoverable by mom. And I love that one, MOS.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You know, as you were saying that, it reminded me of that scene from Sleepless in Seattle. I don't know if you remember where, you know, the Tom Hanks, the dad character, comes in. He's got his little son. He's there with a new friend who's a girl. And she's talking, you know, before texting came out, people would talk in that shorthand, those acronyms.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the look on his face trying to understand what this little girl was saying. And now here we are. We've expanded that vocabulary to MOS and LOL and so many more.
I posted a new post on Boomer Tech Talk, my other site, called My New Year's Tech Resolutions, and one of them was to learn the 50 top net acronyms, and MOS was one of them, and that's where I learned it. There are so many, you have no idea. I mean, I thought I had it down with LOL, TTYL, talk to you later, LMAO, which laughing my you-know-what-off,
yep,
and a few of the others. But the list was hysterical for the top 50.
I got to check that out. That's on your Boomer Tech Talk site?
Yeah,
check that out.
While you're there, check out Aaron's new comic. It is one of the best ever about parental hypocrisy.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, you will laugh at this one. I just think it's so funny. In fact, Richard is busy trying to manage the soundboard for my show right now, when I really would like him just to be commenting on my son's comic.
Yeah, there you go.
So I don't know where his priorities are. Are you telling me we're almost out of time? We are almost out of time, Pastor Drew. Love having you on the show. Where can our listeners reach you, find you, and if they're fortunate enough, even hear you in person at Calvary?
Well, I've got a new site right now. It's called WeWillSingANewSong.com. And all my contact info is there. Basically, it's just 40 visual metaphors. Talk about introducing new language. But they can reach me through there and my church's website as well.
One more time, what was the new one and what is the church website?
The church website is calvarycc.org.
Okay.
And this new site that I'm working on is the phrase WeWillSingANewSong.com.
Okay, terrific. By the way, Pastor Drew, I'm going to be releasing my first book sometime this year.
Looking forward to that.
Counting on you for a dedication or a blurb or something like that. I'm going to give you a preview copy. And,
oh, great.
I hope you will contribute something to it versus this sucks.
I'm looking forward to reading that. That'll be really good.
Anyway, thanks for joining me again. Have a great rest of your week.
TTYL.
Next week, I hope.
Yes.
That's great. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. This is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away.